Good evening, everyone. This is Christy Collins. I'm one of the leaders on the Essentially Powerful Oil team, and I am so thrilled to welcome you to our call tonight on Essential Oils for Men. It's time for the men to have a voice. It's time for the men to speak out, claim all those oils they love. We're so excited to have several men on our call tonight to give you personal life stories about how they're using Young Living in their daily lives. So this is one of the monthly product education calls that our Essentially Powerful team offers. We've been doing these calls since December of 2012, so it's become quite a tradition. And whether you're joining us live tonight or you're listening to the recording later, we really hope that this call gives you not only helpful information, but really practical information that you can put to use right away. Now, this call, like all of our monthly product education calls, is only for educational purposes. You're going to be hearing Jamie and all of her men sharing their own personal experience, the things that they have tried. You're going to be hearing lots of stories. But this call is not meant in any way to prescribe, diagnose, treat, or cure. So if you have questions about essential oils and how they could be used in your own life, please, we encourage you to do your research, speak with your own healthcare practitioner, and above all else, please use your own body as your guide. Tonight, all of the oils that we're going to be talking about and that the men are going to be referencing are oils made by a company called Young Living. The reason that we use Young Living is because these are genuine therapeutic-grade essential oils. We know the quality of these oils. We know where they come from. We know the companies, their stance on and their commitment to quality, impeccable quality. A lot of essential oils that you buy at stores, even health food stores, they're not necessarily genuine essential oils. They may be diluted, they may contain chemicals, synthetics, or perfumes, and so while they might smell nice, they're not the kind of oils that we like to use in our everyday lives, at least not on the Essentially Powerful team. Nobody on our team sells oils, so we are happy to share stories with you. And if at the end of this call you feel like some of the things we share might be helpful for a man in your life, we are happy to help you get your oils directly from Young Living. And we're happy to show you how we do it. We get our oils at wholesale prices. So we're happy to help you do that. And you can always just go back to the person who referred you to this call. They can answer your questions. They can help you get your own account set up if you'd like. So tonight's call will be led by, we have Jamie McKenzie, who's one of our gold leaders on our Essentially Powerful team. And she and her husband, Matt, kind of spearheaded this call and then called upon a couple men from our team to join them and really share from the heart. So I'm going to turn the call over now to Jamie and all of her oily men. And I'm going to let you guys just take it from here. And you guys can go ahead and close out tonight whenever you're done.
All right. Thank you, Christy. All right. This call is really exciting. This is a topic that I wanted to talk about for a while because I think so often when we think or when we hear essential oils, those of us on the team know exactly what they are and what they aren't. But a lot of people say, what are essential oils? Or, oh, is that perfume? Or, you know, people don't realize that these can be used for physical and emotional and spiritual healing. And so often they get, it's just kind of an assumption, I think, that not everybody, but many people make that they're for women only. And so we are here tonight to break that myth. We have a panel of three. I actually apologize because more men wanted to speak, and I said, we only have half an hour. I think three is even going to be pushing it because these three guys have so much to say. So those of us that are on the Essentially Powerful team have access to a private Facebook group, and so I encourage the guys to speak up and share their stories on there, please, and we can keep the conversation going. So tonight we're actually going to start off hearing from Chris Proctor, and he works with his wife, Kira Proctor, and they have been using and sharing the oils for a while now, and they have two little ones. They're three and one. So Chris is a husband and a father, and he's also a national certified personal trainer and nutrition consultant since 2009. He has a degree in sports medicine, and he's actually a clinical exercise physiologist, if I said that correctly, Chris. Physiologist. But having said all that and those fancy credentials, you do not need fancy credentials to use essential oils. So what I'm really excited about hearing from Chris tonight is, you know, he uses them two ways. He uses them with his family. He uses them on himself. And then he's also using them with clients. So I'm really thrilled to hear all about that. So Chris, tell us, I guess, how you got started. And we'd love to hear first about the personal use.
Hi, Jamie. Yeah, so I kind of got started through Kira, who got started through you. And we just kind of started, you know, going little by little, trying different oils. And we really just liked a lot of the things that the oils could do for us. You know, some of my favorites are some of the ones that have to do with kind of supplementation and things like that. And I think it just really kind of picked up steam as Kira got more into them, and then I got more excited about them. It's just kind of snowballed from there, I guess, and it just keeps on going. We love the products, so they've been really great for us.
So tell us what you're using for your personal use, because I know in addition to working with your clients and doing your personal training work, you are very active yourself, and I know you told me in our pre-interview you're up at 4:30 in the morning doing your workouts. So tell me what's been getting you through those. I know you are dealing with sleepless children in your house, as we are. So how do you do that as a dad? How are you juggling your job and keeping yourself in shape? And how are the you know, what are you using to help support that?
I mean, my personal favorites are pretty much anything that comes out of the Nature Red line. Both just the Nature Red juice. I drink a shot of that every morning. Because I really feel it helps with immune support, and I feel like it also gives you a nice little energy boost in the morning. And then particularly I'm a big fan of the Nature Red Nitro, because as Jamie just said, we do have a one-year-old and a three-year-old who tend to not really want to sleep as much as we'd like. So sometimes when I do have to get up in the morning to do those early morning workouts and the energy is not there, I can take a Nitro, and I feel like it just really gives me a great pick-me-up. It's not an energy booster that has any sort of chemicals or any fake junk in it. And one of the biggest things, like I said to Jamie when we were talking about this the other night, is that it almost makes me forget that I was even tired, if that makes sense to everyone. It just makes me feel like I'm like, oh, man, I'm just ready to go, and I can have a good focus workout. And with my schedule, with my regular day job, and I do some personal training on the side, it's hard to find the time, so sometimes really the only time I can get those workouts in is real early in the morning, sometimes as early as 4 or 4:30. So I feel like the Nature Red Nitro has been really a huge help in kind of getting me moving in the morning, particularly after a night of being kicked in the ribs by my son or whatever else goes on. And also I'm really a big fan of the Deep Relief. Deep Relief has come in handy quite a few times. I have a little bit of shoulder discomfort that I deal with, you know, not daily, but kind of periodically, and it seems to be brought on sometimes by workouts, and then also, like, if I'm doing a lot of heavy yard work, like, for instance, this past weekend, we a couple of neighbors and I took down a big tree in our yard, so I was carrying around big chunks of wood all weekend, so my shoulder can tend to act up a little bit doing that sort of stuff, and I find when I put the Deep Relief roll on the shoulder, it just really it has a nice warming sensation, and it really takes away any discomfort that I'm having within 10 to 15 minutes, which is great because it's not something I have to really worry about. And then, you know, I kind of almost forget that it was bothering me, and then, you know, I kind of go about my business. So those products are definitely two of my favorites for sure.
The Deep Relief is such a popular one. I know that the other two guys really love it as well. I love it as well. And, you know, it's interesting hearing you talk about this, because this call is focused on men and we're hearing from the men, but men really don't use the oils that much differently than women. I love hearing the men. I think some of the men are drawn to some of the more manly scents, I guess. but Deep Relief is one that both, you know, women and men love equally. And for those of you that don't know what it is a blend, and Young Living does make it in a roll-on. And it has, I won't go through all the ingredients, but it has peppermint and clove, and it has balsam, and it really creates, and helichrysum, and vetiver. And what it does is it creates this kind of icy, hot, you know, sensation. So I also use that on my back, Chris. So that's That's so great. Thank you. And did you use that oil early on? Because what I hear is the deep relief ends up being the men's, you know, either the deep relief or the Panaway, the guys say, these work. It seems like one of those muscular oils is what does it for them.
Yeah, it's funny. I actually haven't, I didn't get turned on to deep relief all, I'd say maybe a few months ago, because I believe Kira's parents had it, and what I was using before was the Panaway and Valor combination to kind of rub into my shoulder, which I thought really worked well too. But mm-hmm. I feel like the deep release is really just best bet works, 100% of the time. So it was almost kind of by accident, and I believe it was my shoulder that was kind of giving me a little trouble at the time. And I just, Kira kind of pulled it out and said, "Oh, why don't you try this?" I was like, "Oh my God, this is amazing." And it just works really quickly and it's really effective.
To your son's birthday party, and I think you had just discovered deep relief, and I remember you saying to me, "Oh my gosh, Jimmy, that works."
Yeah,
really
I did.
Well.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do remember that because it tweaked on me a little bit too when I was trying to put up a tent in the front yard before everybody showed up, and I used the deep relief, and it was gone.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. So I know you're outside a lot, with this time of year especially, there are bugs flying around and bees, and so you shared with me you had a bee sting last year, and
yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was, we were out, we were walking with the dogs and the two kids in the stroller, so it was around, it was around dusk, so there was a lot of insects and such out, and I'm actually not totally pied. It was some sort of sting. I don't know if it was a yellow jacket or a bee, but I'll be honest with you, I feel like I have a pretty high tolerance for pain, and it hurt. It stung me kind of right on the top of the foot, kind of where the foot meets the ankle, and it really blew up. It was big, and we went home, and I used a little bit of purification on it, and within I'd say less than 10 minutes, the pain was gone, and the swelling had gone down to the point that you could barely even see that there was even anything there. But it took the discomfort right away, and which was obviously great, because anyone who's gotten a nasty bee or wasp sting before knows they can kind of stick around for a little while. So
mm-hmm.
I felt like the purification really kind of knocked it down pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's such
a
good go-to. I mean, it helps with the swelling as well.
Yep.
Awesome. So then talk to us a little bit. I know you said at the beginning of the call that you really like the supplements. You talked about the Ninja Red and the Nitro. You had mentioned a couple of other supplements that you really like.
Yeah, I like I'm a big fan of the protein powder. The one I like is the Pure Protein Complete. It has a good amount of protein per serving. It instantizes really nicely in water or milk or whatever you're going to use, so it mixes up really nicely. It has a really mild vanilla taste to it, so it lends itself really nicely to being blended with fruits or yogurt or whatever you like to put it with. And then I also like the Sulfurzyme and the Multigreens. The thing I found with the Multigreens and the Sulfurzyme is that I feel like it just really helps to support healthy energy levels, and it helps you to just feel good throughout the day, and I just feel energized and just feel really, really good when I, take them on a daily basis. I take two of each in the morning, and then with the protein, I just take that usually post workout, or if I need something quick, if I'm in a rush and I just need to get something to eat but don't necessarily have time to sit down for like a full on meal, it really comes in handy, and it's satisfying and it tastes good and it's nutritious and natural, so I can't really ask for more than that from something I'm going to eat.
Absolutely, I know. All right, well, I want to be able to hear from the other guys as well. I know that you had talked to me about your clients, how a lot of the things that you've used personally, there's no need to really repeat and go through all of them, but you are recommending a lot of these products because they're working so well for you to your clients. And so what would you say for your personal training clients? What would be, I guess, your top, two or three that you recommend?
I would say first and foremost, I'd say definitely the Nature at Nitro, because I just feel like time and time again, that's something I hear when people come to train. They say, "Oh, I'm just tired today, I'm dragging," or, they might miss a cardio session on their own because they said they were tired. Or, I feel like the Nature Nitro would definitely be my number one go-to. I also think Deep Relief, because I've actually used the Deep Relief on a client's neck who said it was stiff from sleeping on it, and they kind of found immediate relief from using that. And then certainly I would say the protein powder, because it isn't easy to find, quality nutritional supplements that essentially, kind of are as advertised and don't have a lot of garbage in them.
Thank you so much, Chris. That was really helpful. Thank you. That really was wonderful. I love hearing from the guys.
Well, my pleasure, Jamie. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Okay, so next we're going to be hearing from Matt. And Matt happens to be my incredible husband and the father to our three children who are 6, 3, and 1. So Matt's a police officer. And so the issue, I think, and Matt can talk more about this, is that he's either in his car driving all the time for work, or he's standing doing, road jobs, doing detail. So it's just physically tough on his body. He comes home a lot. He wears the heavy belts with all of that equipment. And so he comes home with a decent amount of discomfort, I'd say like 7 days a week. And so Matt was a bit of a skeptic at first. I can just speak personally because he is my husband and I live with him. But as, I started using the oils a little bit more, he tried a couple, and before you know it, he really was hooked. So, Matt, thank you so much for joining us from the other side of our house. I kicked him out of the room I was in. Like, go away. I need you in the other
I found a safe place in my truck, in the driveway.
Oh, you're sitting in your truck. I was wondering where you went. Mm. So tell us, what was your big aha oil? Because most of us, men, women, doesn't matter, pets, we have this aha oil that really works for us. What would you say was your aha oil?
I think there's actually two of them, and it's the Deep Relief and the Peace and Calming. I mean, the Deep Relief is just, like Chris said, it's just something that, at the end of the day after workout, I do a lot of kayaking. So after kayaking, and especially just my everyday, the strains of my job, the Deep Relief is great. That I applied that to usually my back, my shoulders, and any place I have aches, and it's just one of those oils that was just amazing. It just takes care of everything. And then like even tonight, I put it on my shoulder because that was bothering me from the gym today, and Jamie suggested just to hop right in the shower like a minute later, and the heat, the oil, it was just fantastic on my shoulder, so it's great.
Yeah, the water actually kind of will help drive it deeper in, so if you wait a little bit, that's what I've been doing for my back, because I put it on, and then I wait like 10 minutes or so, and then I get in the hot shower, and it's like almost the same as getting a massage, not exactly, but. So what was your other hot oil?
The Peace and Calming, just... I think there was a couple of weeks where it's just in the winter that work was just, a long day at work. It was just stressful. So I come home, I put the Peace and Calming in the diffuser and just kind of let that run. And, just felt great. It just relaxed me. I use it for bed as well. And, the kids love it too. So it helps me with the kids to get them to bed sometimes too. So, it's a great oil.
Matt is something that I find, obviously he's my husband, I think he's adorable, but he does something that I find really cute. He'll take a little bit of the Peace and Calming and he'll just dab it on the bottom of his nose. So he's smelling it before bed. And that works really well. And we have the diffuser running. Actually, this wasn't even in our notes, but will you tell everybody about the diffuser that I just got you for your birthday? Because that is such a manly, sexy diffuser.
Oh, yeah, it's great. It has a remote. It has different colors. It looks like a little, stone volcano. I don't even know what it's called, but it's really awesome. In fact,
So that's the rain stone, and it is. It's made out of some type of deep, dark black purple clay, and it does. It does kind of look like a volcano. I decided to get that for him for his birthday because it has a remote control, and it's just like super sleek and masculine looking. And I think he was pretty excited. I mean, what guy doesn't want a remote control for pretty much anything that they own, right? So I know you do a ton of outdoor stuff. You're kayaking and you're camping. What's in your outdoor survival emergency kit? I know you don't go anywhere. You don't even leave the house without your emergency kit. You're always prepared. But when you do your overnight camping trips and stuff, what are your oils in that kit?
I usually have the Helichrysum with me. That stays in my bag at all times. That's a great oil. I had one instance last year where I did something, I think it was camping or kayaking, and I cut my foot, my leg, around my ankle, and I just put some Helichrysum on it, and probably about 10, 15 minutes later, bleeding had stopped and I was back in the water, you know, swimming or whatever I was doing, and never bled again. Usually, you know, you go in the water and it'll start to bleed when you come back out. So Helichrysum, I always take these with me, purification, sometimes a little lemon oil as well.
And what do you have the thieves for? What are some things you use that for?
I usually use the thieves to brush my teeth, so I like to have that in case I run out of toothpaste or, you know, just a little, like, immune support. I'll, you know, tip a drop on my tongue or rub it on the feet. I think I had one time I had in my kit, I think it was peppermint. I had peppermint, and it really helped. I was camping with Noah, my son Noah, who's sick. At the time, he was 5, and he had a really bad stomachache, probably from all the marshmallows he ate. So I put that on his belly, and, you know, that helped him out for that night in the tent.
Yeah, that's a great one. I think Dave's going to be talking to us about a really amazing oil for belly discomfort, too, for all ages. So, yeah,
yep.
I'm excited to hear from him. So, yeah, the Helichrysum is incredible. Stops bleeding. We actually use that on our daughter. And if you remember when she, like, split her inside of her mouth, we put a drop of that, and it stopped the bleeding instantly. So that's just such a great emergency first aid oil to have. It's an oil that everyone should really have in their car at all times. God forbid you got into a tube accident, need to stop bleeding right away. You know, Matt, you take care of yourself. You work out, and you know, I know you have kind of some dry skin issues in the winter. So how are you using the oils for just your you know, personal hygiene routine? Because I think you know, some guys get a reputation of not really caring what they look like, but I think a lot of guys really do care about their skin and their hair and their appearance. So how are the oils helping with that?
Yeah, I mean, my hair you know, I learned a good treatment that you can do the I do coconut oil, so I'll heat it up, kind of warm it up a little bit, and then I'll add rosemary and lavender and, you know, rub that into my scalp. That helps in the winter months with the dry scalp issues sometimes, especially, you know, my hair is short now, but in the winter I tend to let it grow a little bit longer, so it gets pretty dry there. It's just that the conditions when I'm outside at work all the time sometimes, you know, with doing details and directing traffic or something. So that's a great little thing for my scalp. And the best thing that I'm really into right now is the Thieves the Aroma Bright toothpaste. And that's my favorite deodorant. I'll put that on, just a little dab underneath my armpits every day. And it's just nothing else compares to it. People think that it might, you know, be kind of gross or globby. Is kind of funny. My brother made a joke about it one day, and but I, you know, I sweat all day. I wear a bulletproof vest all day, and I'm, you know, in and out of the car depending on, you know, how hot it is. It doesn't really matter. So that's a great thing. At the end of the day, I dry. I don't smell at all. But, any other deodorant I use, I'll still smell at the end of the day. This is something that I actually brought to work. I gave a guy a little jar at work in the locker room and sent him home with it to try.
I know,
yeah,
I love
great.
You sharing that tip
so,
with guys
yeah.
at work.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny, those of you might be thinking, you know, toothpaste is deodorant. So this toothpaste contains coconut oil and thieves oil. I think Dave's going to talk to us more about thieves. And baking soda. And so when you look up recipes to make your own deodorant, the toothpaste pretty much has what you'd make your own deodorant with. And a friend of mine told me about it, and I did it on a vacation, and Matt watched me with a very strange eye the whole time, and like, what are you doing? And we got home, and finally he's like, you know what, I want to try that. And the first day he had tried it, he came home, and I joke, but this is what he did. He stuck his armpit up and said, Jamie, smell, you know, like, I don't smell it on. Truly not one scent. You know, he smelled fresh, and we joke around, the guys wonder, like, does it get stuck in, like, the armpit hair? Because most women, you know, shave their armpits, but guys don't. And so it doesn't. It just blends right in like lotion. You don't see any white glops or anything, and it works. I mean, that's what I use as deodorant now, too. It works so well.
I'll never go back to any other deodorant.
I know, and it's so nice to have the products, and I know we use the toothpaste as the toothpaste as well. It's so nice to be able to use those products for many purposes. Before we hear from Dave, because I want to And we, it's okay if we go a little bit over 8 o'clock, because I definitely want, Dave has some amazing stories to share. I just have to add this one piece. So last night I went out, Matt had an outdoor fire, it was a little bonfire with a couple of his buddies that were over, and I went outside to actually ask Matt. I said, you know, I'm prepping for this call tomorrow. I completely forgot that the two guys that were standing around the fire also use oil. And so I was asking Matt, I said, you know, guys, excuse me, can I interrupt for a second? And I was asking him, what are your top oils, you know, I'm prepping for the call. And up, you know, chimes one of the guys that says he's been using the Thieves Cleaner for windows when he switches out the storm windows. And he said, you know, that I can't live without the Thieves Cleaner. It works so well. And he went on and on about that. I thought that was a riot. And he also mentioned, Matt, he was making a tick repellent because he'd been spending a lot of time outside. So I think he had said he was using Purification and Melaleuca and Palo Santo mixed with Thieves and peppermint. And then you can mix that all just in a spray bottle with either witch hazel or water. And he's been, like, loving this kickoff that he's making. Do you remember, though, do you remember what Jeff said, how he turned, like, Panaway into a verb?
he actually grabbed his shoulder because he's having shoulder problems from work. He's a painter and goes to the gym every morning before painting. So he's holding his shoulder and he says, I've been Panawaying a lot lately. I've been Panawaying really hard.
Yeah, so when he chimed in and he's like, oh, you have to mention Panaway. I've been Panawaying a lot. And that's a great one for shoulder discomfort. Well, Matt, thank you so much. We're going to be moving on to David. Thanks again. Was there anything else that you wanted to add before we go? I know you use, actually, one more thing before we switch over to Dave. I know you use the diffuser in your car at work. So I know your work environment is very stressful. And so you actually have the USB diffuser and you diffuse in the police cruiser. What's your favorite to diffuse in the car at work?
Yeah, grapefruit. It's pretty much the only one I've done in the car during work. I fill up the little container inside the car diffuser with grapefruit. And you know, my whole shift, it'll last at least maybe even until the next day. And it's just great having that little burst of grapefruit every like five minutes or so. Just kind of like keeps you going. It keeps me alert, keeps me like awake. It's just, you know, it's really refreshing. It's not, you know, because half the guys drink coffee, or if I will have a coffee sometime, you know, you start to crash after that and you feel like sluggish. And it just keeps me going. It's great.
All right. Well, Matt, thank you so much. We're actually going to be moving on to Dave because I want him to be able to share his fantastic story, too. So we have Dave. This is Dave Rosman, and he's the husband to Jen Rosman and father of three active kids that are all under the age of 7. So Dave is an avid athlete. He does triathlons, and he's a group exercise instructor. And he also, for the last 7 years, has been traveling and doing work at a national nonprofit. So, Dave, tell us about your youth. I know some of the things were already mentioned, but you have a lot of things that were not mentioned. I'd love to hear more about that. And you can just press *6 so we can hear you. Do we have Dave? I hope
so. Can you hear me, Jimmy? Yep.
Sorry. Oh, there we go. Oh, I was getting worried. Okay, yep, there you go.
A couple times there. Yeah, I use a lot of the same oils that the guys mentioned. You know, Panaway is one of my favorite deep relief for pain, for exercise strain. I teach about 6 to 7 exercise classes a week where I'm actually exercising with the participants. And I've recently started using OrthoEase, the massage oil sport blend. And so after workout, I will use that kind of as my lotion, rub it all over my legs, especially after a group ride class. And then usually later in the day, to help with muscle recovery and to kind of eliminate the fatigue that I'm feeling, I'll use some balsam fir and marjoram. And I'll mix that with some coconut oil or just some lotion and rub it all over my legs. And I've honestly seen a big difference in not feeling as much muscle strain or fatigue afterwards. So that's been a great workout one for me.
Oh, I love that we just heard about the balsam fir and the marjoram, because those are ones that we haven't heard about yet tonight. So thank you for mentioning those. And you also said that you've been using the Ninja Red regularly. How is that working for you? And for those of you who don't know what it is, it's a wolfberry from the province Ningxia, the Ningxia province in China. And this is a special whole food juice supplement that Young Living makes. It has essential oils in it as well. And they make the Ningxia Red and the Ningxia Nigel, as Chris had mentioned. So how are you using the Ningxia Red?
Yeah, similar to the art guys, use it for that extra kind of little boost of energy this morning. I was up at 6 a.m., had a bunch to do before a fitness class, so it gives me a little boost of energy. But really, I like it for being an immune booster and just kind of giving me some of the nutrients I need. I noticed that kind of from like November to February, I was drinking some almost every day, and then we ran out. And within 2-3 weeks, probably 3 weeks after that, I got a cold for the first time, where everybody else had been cold, had sickness around me all those previous 4 months, and I never caught anything. And after I was off of the Ninja Red for, you know, 3-4 weeks, I finally caught my first cold, and I was like, it's because I didn't have the Ninja Red. So I'm back on it.
Yeah, we've noticed that trend here as well. And you shared with me you have a really neat diffusing blend that you use for that mid-afternoon lull at work.
Yeah,
what
my previous role, I was really struggling. I worked from home, so not a lot of interaction except for my family. And so some days, you know, after the lunch hour, hit that afternoon lull, just really was finding it hard to motivate. All of a sudden I'm on Facebook. All of a sudden I'm just reading some stories, and I'm not actually getting a lot of work done. I just couldn't focus very well. And so I started diffusing a combination of Valor and peppermint. And honestly, I would, you know, put it in at 1:30, and all of a sudden I'd look up and it's 4:30, and I'd just been hammering away at work, you know, sitting at my desk for 3 hours getting work done. And my wife would laugh at me. You know, the days I didn't diffuse that, I'd be up and down the stairs a bunch of times from my office to the kitchen, and she's like, you go put that diffuser on, you know, that'll help you focus. And I'd go back up, put that on, and I'd sit there and hammer out some work. So it really helped me with my focus, my attention, and kind of give me that extra energy in the afternoon.
Oh, I love that. I know, and we all get that lull. You know, 3 p.m., we're all just ready to crash. That's so helpful. And I know you do a lot of travel for work. So, Steve, for those of you that are new to oils, is a immune-supporting blend of cinnamon, clove, eucalyptus, lemon, and rosemary. And Young Living offers an entire line of these products. They have an oil, but they also have a whole bunch of others, like the toothpaste was mentioned, and they have a great cleaner that we mentioned. But you have a little trick for your travel when you're doing some travel for work.
Yeah, they have the Thieves spray that come in the little bottles, and so I always carry that with me. Actually, I carry that to the gym and to work. But when I was traveling, first thing going in the hotel room, I would spray down different aspects of the hotel room, you know, the remote control, the stuff that doesn't get touched as much by the cleaning. So spraying down some main things, even put a spray over the bed just to help out. And then I found it really helpful. You know, 2 weeks ago I was doing 2 days worth of training where I was talking, you know, facilitating workshops for 8 hours a day. Started to develop just some scratchy throat from my allergies acting up, hadn't acted up in a while. And so I would just spray it directly into my throat, and it really helped that scratchy, dry throat I had. It would be gone. And I'd power through a few more hours, and then before my next session would do that again. And I do the same thing when I go to the gym. I'm always having to put on those sweaty microphones that every other instructor uses. And so I spray that sucker down every time before I teach a class.
You're so smart. And not only is it, you know, sanitizing, but then you're breathing that in and you're getting that immune support. So it's really great. All right, well, you shared, we have like one more minute, and we're going a little bit over past 8 o'clock, but I just can't bear to cut this short. You shared a great story with me. You had a guy's retreat, and this is just so typical for the guys, right? So tell us about that.
Yeah, so I had a guy's retreat, about 12 guys, maybe 10 to 12 guys in a cabin for a weekend. A lot of greasy food, a lot of, beer consumed. And I had a few oils with me, and I took Digize with me because I – have had some stomach issues. I'm gluten-free, but I knew this weekend I was probably going to eat a little more greasy than normal, and I also had peppermint with me. And so first day, people are kind of, what's that smell? What are you using? What are you doing? And so I would explain it to them. By the end of the weekend, I mean, literally, people were heading out to go to a bar, to a restaurant. And the guy's like, hey, you bring that oil with you? Or, hey, can I put some peppermint on before we go? And so I had about 80% of the guys using those oils on their stomachs just to help with some of that stomach discomfort. And indigestion that they were having from the weekend, and it worked like a charm.
Oh, that's awesome. So the peppermint is a single oil, and then the Digize that he mentioned is a blend with, I think it contains 4 or 5 oils that are all really supportive for the digestive system. That oil Digize has saved us more times than I can even count. Well, Dave, is there anything you wanted to share before we wrap? I know you had a couple of other stories. Is there one more you'd like to share with us?
No, I just encourage people to use the reference guide. I've been hooked on that thing with my wife. You know, showed that to me, and now every little thing, I'm turning to the reference guide saying, hey, can an oil help whatever ailment it has? And I shared the story with you, Jamie, that one night my son, he was 1.5, was throwing up in the middle of the night. My wife's in there trying to deal with him, and she's like, where are you at? I need your help. And I'm like, I'm looking up the reference guide, trying to figure out what oil to use. But, you know, she's like, next time, you know, wait till after he's done throwing up, and then we'll figure that out. So definitely use a reference guide. There's so many different things that can help with, and, yeah, oils are great.
I love that story. It's, you know, because the reference guide is just really fun to read. You can, all of the, you know, all the oils are listed in there, as well as concerns and body systems. And for those of you that are a little more techie, they just came out with an app. You can search it in the app store. It's called Reference Guide for Essential Oils. It's $6.99, and it's fantastic. It's not quite as comprehensive as the actual spiral-bound book, but it's great. And to be able to have it right on hand, especially if, you know, like Dave, imagine you were, you know, sharing the diatribes and the peppermint with the guys at the retreat, and they said, oh, well, you know, what is this? To be able to pull your phone out and be like, oh, well, this is what's in it, and this is how you can use it. It's just a great way to share more information and help people. Well, thank you so much to Chris and to Matt and to Dave. I think that this call is just filled with great stories and great information. You know, our Essentially Powerful team loves to do these calls each month, and we rotate topics. So this was one that I think people were really waiting to hear from the guys. If you're interested in trying any of these oils mentioned in tonight's call, please go back to the person who referred you to the call. As we said at the beginning, we don't directly sell the oils, but we're happy to help you get them at wholesale, just like we do. And so the person who referred you to this call will be able to explain your ordering options and be able to talk to you about getting the best variety and the best value. So thank you so much, everybody, for joining us tonight. And if you're listening to the recording, thank you for taking the time to listen to this. And, guys, thanks again. This was really fantastic. Have a great evening, everybody.